Hey, hockey fans. Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
We are back, baby. We are back, and we are going to be better than ever after a big week ahead here with Lions hosting the Pittsburgh Steelers. We're going to be previewing that game. We got a Lions Den guest, a stupid man willing to enter the Lions Den in a minute here. We'll get into all that in a moment, but before we do, let's introduce the Blue Kool-Aid crew that is here. I'm Big Z, and we got UJ.
Hello, Lions fans.
We got producer Kid J off to the side as well, and Rud Dog will be joining hopefully any second here. But Rud Dog, UJ, I gotta find you. If at any point during this podcast you pick your nose and flick it, even if it's in a celebration type of manner. I don't know if you saw the news. Amon-Ra said the refs said they'd throw a flag on the Lions. They did the pick their nose and flick celebration after they did it on the first drive.
I did not see that. No. Oh my God! Okay, they don't call the no fun league for nothing.
I assumed you saw it for some reason.
I did not see that.
But yes,
I missed that one,
which is ridiculous.
It's totally ridiculous.
It's not like the gun shooting one or anything like that. Just a silly little pick your nose and flick celebration.
No
J-Mo
fun
did
league.
It, and Monrod did.
That's right, baby.
The refs at it again. The refs at it again.
Yeah.
classic. Anyways, so on this episode, we're gonna have the Lions Den guest, and then we're going to be doing our predictions for the upcoming game.
Ooh, yeah.
With the Lions hosting the Steelers. So let's get into it, shall we?
Let's.
We, of course, have our segment, Enter the Lions Den, where a fan from the opposing team comes in and, you know, kind of a self-sacrifice, if you will, maybe for the other team. I don't know how to describe it, but
yeah,
we're going to introduce him now. So entering the Lions Den. He is a fan of the Pittsburgh Steelers. He's a first-time listener, long-time caller. It's little man Jimmy Hawksworth.
Oh,
Jimmy Hawksworth, welcome
to the
pod.
Welcome,
and you
have
now entering the Lions.
Thanks for having me, guys. This is awesome.
Yeah.
Ooh, I don't know.
You're not going to be thinking that in 10 minutes.
10 minutes.
We shall see.
All right. And Rud Dog has joined as well.
All right.
So, anyway, so little man, I'd like to first ask you, or Jimmy, I'd like to ask you, why the hell are you a Steelers fan? You're not from Pittsburgh.
Well, it started a long time ago when I was a kid, and my family and I, we grew up as Bears fans until I was about, I'd say, 7 years old. We had one of our classic Sunday fun days at our house. And one of our family friends that was over has been a longtime Steelers fan his whole life. And we decided this was during the Jay Cutler era, mind you. So the Bears were very, very bad.
Smoking.
And, So, it was the classic Bears sell job, just completely blew the game. And my dad at that point was just completely fed up. And so our family friend was like, well, why don't you guys just become Steelers fans? And to be honest, I don't really remember being a Bears fan because I was so young. So I would say personally, I've always been a Steelers fan. I kind of just transitioned with my dad. But I think deep down, my dad is always still a Bears fan by heart. But I am definitely a Pittsburgh Steelers fan.
I thought you were going to say you dropped on your head twice as a child. First, made you a Bears fan. The second time,
that would make
a Steelers fan.
Why would they name a team after people who rob people? I don't get that. That's a strange thing, isn't it?
Steelers.
Yeah. I mean,
well, I think it's a steel town, right, UJ?
What? Clarify that for me. You mean it's not about people who steal? Oh, I get it. Never mind. Okay. Carry on.
A bunch of thieving.
Carry on.
Wait, who was on the Steelers besides like Ben Roethlisberger when you first became a fan?
Le'Veon. It was the Killer Bees. Big Ben, Le'Veon Bell.
What an idol.
Antonio Brown.
Antonio Brown, another great idol to look up to.
Yeah.
Chris Boswell is
Wait,
still
so you missed
at
the
this point one of our best players.
Rome Bettis.
I was not around during that time.
Did they call? Oh, they call Big Ben, Le'Veon Bell, and Antonio Brown the Killer Bees.
Yeah, I had no idea.
Killer Bees.
I guess it makes sense because the Steelers are yellow and black.
Killer Bro.
Sometimes they wore those ugly alternative uniforms. Did you like those alternative yellows they wore this year, where they got their ass kicked by the Steelers or the Packers? Ugly.
I mean, they were all right. I've seen uglier.
Ugly. UJ, you got a question for this guy?
I do. Well, it's a question I ask everyone. Not Jimmy. You're a smart man. You go to Wabash College, so you must be really pretty darn intelligent.
But he decided to enter the lines.
There's some things that aren't driving here. But you're also, if I'm not mistaken, you're in the Glee Club. Is that true?
I am in the Glee Club.
Yes, that's awesome. You know what that means to me? That indicates to me, because thinking logically, I think you probably have a pretty decent singing voice. So to carry the logic a little further, I would like you to sing for me the Pittsburgh Steelers fight song, if you could. Can you do it?
I don't know the Pittsburgh Steelers fight song.
What? What?
I do not know it.
How are you a fan and don't know the site? Did they have a fight song? Do they have one?
They do.
I don't know, actually, but
it's
a
polka by Jimmy Powell that came out in 1973.
You don't know a polka?
I do not.
Boy, boy.
I already feel terrible.
You should. Probably not bad enough.
This interview is not going well right now. It's just.
I was like, he's kind of messed up in the head, but then like at least maybe he knows the fight song, but he doesn't even know the fight song. Like, so I just don't know.
So what is the strength of this team, and what do you think of Aaron Rodgers, you know, as your quarterback right now?
Well, I think the strength of this team is that we have a lot of veterans on our team that have very good IQ. You know, Aaron Rodgers, I would say, hasn't been what I thought he was going to be for the Steelers. But I also honestly didn't have a lot of, you know, high expectations for him. I mean, he's old. But I think the Steelers, I feel like they're just a winning team. They find a way to win. And,
no losing seasons under Tomlin, right?
No losing seasons under Tomlin. And there's been fire Tomlin chants going around, and it's, I'm in the middle of it. Cause you know, it does get tiring to go 9-8 every year and get eliminated in the first round of the playoffs. But you can't sit here and complain that you make the playoffs every year and have a winning record.
Remarkably mediocre.
Yeah, they figure
like
out a way to win. Yeah,
sounds like,
almost like every Chicago team.
Like the Bulls like to make the play-in game every year, and then they lose, and then they just repeat year after year the same thing in the last decade.
Exactly. Yeah.
What do you mean? What do you clarify though? What were you expecting out of Rodgers, and what has he done? Expand on that more. What were you anticipating versus what you're getting?
I don't
more
know. I mean.
He hardly throws the ball.
More deep throws for sure. Hardly throws. The biggest issue I've always had with the Steelers is that we always do those silly little checkdowns that he throws the ball like 3 yards. And Aaron Rodgers is someone who can sling the ball, and he could still do it at his age. And it gets frustrating to see that that's all we do. And we have someone like DK Metcalf who has the ability to go downfield and catch these balls, catch these long balls. So I do wish he would throw the ball a little farther more. For sure.
Yeah, you have arguably the best 50-50 ball catcher in the NFL, and they hardly ever throw it deep. I agree.
It's hardly befuddling.
But that's Arthur Smith. He's very like conservative offensive play caller. He was like that with the Titans too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but Rod Dog, you gotta get your question in here.
All right.
Or a question, I should say.
All right, Jimmy, I got a question for you. On a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being dying in a horrible plane crash, or 10 having to switch to being a Bears fan the rest of your life, how scared of you are the Lions this weekend?
I'm pretty scared, to be honest.
For two reasons.
I would say I don't know. I'm scared. That's all I gotta say. I'm scared.
Wow.
For two reasons. And I've been thinking about this. One, for the reasons that I believe that the Lions, they're a very good football team. You can't deny that. They have an incredible offense and an incredible defense. They're a scary team for any opponent. So obviously I'm scared to go against the Lions for the Steelers. But another reason, and this is something that I've noticed just being a Steelers fan in general, is that I have yet to see the Steelers, especially this season, have like two really good weeks in a row. They've always been a team to where they'll play really well one week, and then no matter who we play in the next week, they always seem to just play terribly. So coming off of a win that we just had against the Dolphins, which is not something we should be that proud of. The Dolphins are not a very good team. But, you know, a win's a win, and the confidence is probably high. Knowing that they have the tendency to go win one week and then lose the next week, I'm scared.
And you know, Lions off
that
loss,
fits into our current trend right now. Yeah. We've been win-loss like for the last 8 weeks. And we just came off a win, or I'm a loss, so that means we're ready for a win. You came off a win, you're ready for a loss. It's perfect synchronization right now.
You know what, Jimmy? It honestly right sounds like I'm hearing something in all this. I think maybe it's time for you to do it like as your dad did and jump from your team, the Steelers, come be a Lions fan. And clearly you see what we're about. They're scared of like,
so
you,
for,
be,
yeah.
You won't be scared anymore. Yeah, you won't be scared. It's okay, Jimmy. Come over. You won't be scared anymore.
I can't do that. I can't.
Look to the light.
I have too much loyalty.
Look to the light.
Too much loyalty to the team.
Loyalty. I like that word. It's a good word.
I do like that word, loyalty.
Have you been to Heinz, the ketchup field? Now it's called Accenture Field or something. Acrisure.
Yeah. I have been there. We went when I was a kid. We went when Antonio Brown was still on the team. We went and took a tour. We didn't go to a game. We just took a tour of the stadium. Yeah. And I got to get a picture with Antonio Brown's locker, which is really cool. And then in 2021.
Is his locker got a cool personality? Or?
Yeah, it was all right. Whatever. And then in 21, we went to Heinz and watched them play the Broncos.
Win?
All right.
Did they win?
Yeah, they did. I think they did end up winning, which, as a matter of fact, that was Juju Smith-Schuster's last game because he hurt his shoulder and then got traded the next season.
Dang. It's a tough beat.
Yeah.
Tough beat. Yeah. Well, at least they fix up the field, you know, after Bane blew it up. So,
yeah.
I'm glad
they fixed that up in time.
That's a pretty penny.
Anyways. All right. Do we have any other questions for this little lad?
Kid Jay, how about you, Kid Jay? You got any questions in there for young Jimmy?
I don't have any questions, but just some things that I wish I could see a little more confident, Jimmy. I don't want to have you be so scared around these Lions fans. You know, the Rams beat them handily just a few days ago. So
okay.
I don't know
why you're
so scared.
Why
are
we asked this?
All right, mute the guy.
Yeah, get him out of there. Get him out of there. You know, sorry, I asked.
Mute this guy.
Right. Oh boy.
All right. Well, I guess so. Two things one more thing before we get to prediction. How do you think the Lion or the Steelers are going to defend this Lions offense? And then give us your prediction for the upcoming game.
And also, what have you heard about T.J. Watt? Is he playing this week?
Oh yeah.
I have heard that.
Staying away from the doctor.
When he first had that lung injury, he was officially ruled out for this last week. And then I'm pretty sure I read that he should be back this week, which is obviously a huge help to our defense. But it was also good to see last week that our defense still performed well without him. But going into this game against the Lions, it's tough because you have such great wide receivers on your team. You have Amon-Ra, obviously, and then you got your deep ball, Jameis Williams. Sorry, Jameis Williams. It's going to be tough. I will say I think this game is going to be the turning point for the Steelers season. I think that if the Steelers can somehow pull off a win against the Lions this week, they they will be a more contending team in the playoffs. And the Ravens are still a team that can easily still win the division. They're still a good football team. They haven't really, you know, done that this season, but I still believe they're a good team. And I think that if the Steelers can win this week, that they will, you know, I think they put the foot down for that division. So
they play the Ravens last game of the season. Steelers,
they do.
The Lions, then they're at.
And I'm hoping that doesn't come down to a playoff game.
It might.
That's
so what do you guys scary. Get to get in the playoffs? Do you guys got to win out too, like we do?
Or do you know? I don't think we have to necessarily win out.
No, they can. They can afford exactly. to lose one.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. And the Ravens have a really hard schedule coming up. Right. And I think they play the Patriots this week.
Yeah.
If I'm correct. So
TJ Watt got injured with getting the dry needle type therapy from the doctor. That's where like they put pressure on your nerves to loosen up the muscles. Do you do any dry needling before you go on the baseball field, Jimmy?
I have done dry needling.
I'm dry needler over here. All right.
not in my lung area. So I'm hoping to stay away from that.
Yeah, good idea. Good idea. I'm sure the fine training staff at Wabash.
You do it to yourself? Or is it like
no, a doctor?
No,
does
we got
it.
Oh, I thought you were a self needler.
I don't think
for
I could ever do that.
There.
No way. Crazy.
self needler, self dry needler. All right. Yeah. Well, all right. Look, Jimmy, little man, give us your prediction for the upcoming game. Lions hosting the Steelers.
I'm going to say 27-24 Steelers.
Oh, you were, man, I thought you were sounding smart. You were saying some smart stuff when you said that. But
I mean, I can't come out here and say, oh, yeah, the Lions are just going to win.
Oh, okay.
You're scared like a little boy, though, you said.
You said well.
In other words, you said that, rather. But, man. We thought he had a sense of you somehow. And I don't know why. And
then I mean, he is a Steelers fan, so we knew something was off.
I think Aaron Rodgers is going to pull it off this week.
Wow.
Yeah. No.
Another delusional. How do we get those delusional people come to our den all the time? I don't
do you know Aaron Rodgers' last pass as a Packer was caught by a Lions safety? Jimmy, did you know that?
Now I do. I did not know that.
Last pass. Never threw a pass again for the Packers after that. All right. Well, Jimmy, we are going to let you escape the Lions Den with your life so you can go celebrate post finals. But
awesome.
You earned a drink tonight, buddy.
All right. Well, thanks.
Getting through this one.
Hanging in there.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
You earned it.
You know, maybe go learn that fight song and we'll have you back on.
I might. I should go learn it right now.
Yeah, you should.
No true fan doesn't know his team's fight song. Come on.
Yeah,
the first phrase goes, here we go, here we go, here we go, Steelers, here we go, Pittsburgh's going to the Super Bowl, here we go. It's actually like, it looks like a 2-minute long song, so I'm not going to read all the lyrics, but that's the first. That's the first.
I'll learn it.
All right.
All right.
Respect.
All right, Jimmy. Thank you, sir. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
Thanks, Jimmy.
And
thanks for
No good luck to you on Sunday.
Well, you'll need it, though.
All right, see you guys. Thanks again.
All right. So. Wow. Thanks to Jimmy for entering the Lions Den.
Okay, nutty guy.
Woo. Okay.
We're feeling very gracious around this holiday season to let him escape with his life.
Yes, you did.
That's what we do around here. We let people live.
He hung in there.
I really thought we could have got him on the Lions there.
Hung in there.
I really.
Well, the Lions offensive line's getting a little healthier.
It is good news.
It appears that Manu's evaluation clock has started. Not that he's like an essential piece this offense this year, but Colin is limited practice. Although if he missed, I don't think we'd all be that upset.
Is anyone really
Mahogany's practicing again? He's a week into his practice stint. Getting him back is probably good. You can see why he's starting over some of these guys. Although Miles Frazier maybe needs a little bit longer of a run.
Maybe.
Well, Frazier and Mahogany
it's still
can
good.
Rotate.
We're getting healthier, though. It's still good.
TJ Watt with his lung. I don't know what's going on with that. As we kind of
he's
mentioned.
A dry needler. We went over this.
That's such a crazy injury. I was reading about it. Some doctors explaining how the lung tears away from that lining that protects it on the outside. It's very strange, like an air bubble.
And he caused it by dry needling.
Yeah. Well,
I don't know if you remember, Tyrod Taylor was getting like a procedure done by the team doctor a few years ago, and he was the starter for the Chargers, and then went in Herbert's rookie year, and then he had to sit out because the doctor punctured his lung, and then Herbert took over the starter's job, and Tyrod Taylor never got it back.
Nope. So, yeah.
Wait, so...
I don't know how that works compensation-wise.
Is it supposed to be kind of like... Like, what's that stuff called?
Acupuncture.
Acupuncture. Is that what we're talking about?
I think it's more extreme form of that.
Yeah, but it
kind of sounds crazy if you can remove your lung from the wall of your chest or something. That's
well, the needle goes in deep enough, apparently, where it got between the lining of the lung and the whatever the outer wall that the lung's up against, and it created an air pocket in there, which is...
Yeah, I don't think it takes much.
Really,
look, I've had a sausage lodged in the lining of my heart. But that still sounds crazy to me.
Well, it is crazy.
I don't think it takes much for the injury to occur. But the Steelers do have several injuries. Most notably, probably their left tackle Andres Pete has a concussion, so I'm not sure if he's going to get over it in time for this game. Rodgers obviously has that little wrist thing that he's got going on. So anytime he falls down on his left side hard. Yeah, like watch out for that game. Oh, he's gonna be playing. It's just
Aaron Rodgers.
Rodgers. Well, he's gonna be in.
Harper's practicing full for us. He is coming off his concussion.
Ooh, a week.
It looks maybe possible. Campbell seemed like at least it's a hand injury, so he can play.
Yeah,
like, it's not like a hamstring or something like that, or whatever the hell's going on with Kirby Joseph these days.
Is Kirby done?
There's still been no explanation for Kirby Joseph's knee and what is going on. It's very bizarre.
It is so bizarre. Either you can do surgery on it or you can't. I mean, but they haven't said anything. Like, you just got some weird lingering knee thing. It doesn't even make sense.
Even if it was the offseason, I don't think they said that it would be like a surgery type thing. It's just something that.
So it's got an unfixable knee issue, basically.
So, wait, he's kind of like how Rags was, where it's like it's injured to the point. Well, could his get worse, too?
Right. Ragnar was like a toe, though. This is a knee. This is a little different.
Yeah, but like his injury was beyond repair, so they just left it in the disrepaired state. It was still functional, so he could.
Right.
But like, is that what we're talking about?
We don't have all the details. This is kind of the.
Tell us, Z.
What's been communicated. So that's the injury side of things. The blinds going to this game.
Zachary, you forgot to announce some important news. Hallett got signed off. The Titans signed Hallett off the practice squad.
Oh, shit! We lost Hallett?
What?
Was on the Hallett. Squad, I swear.
He played last week for the Lions.
Yeah.
He's a safety.
You mean Mallett?
No, that's
not Hallett. Hallett.
Oh. Okay. Yes. Darn.
Who do we have at safety then?
See, he's so upset now, fans. Just let him gather.
They claimed Jalen Mills last week.
And then the
Bisbee
guy.
Oh yeah, that Jay Hazy guy or whatever we got too, right? The veteran.
Yeah, Bisbee.
That's awesome.
We'll be fine.
From the Browns who got released.
We'll be fine.
No, the guy who was on like the Steelers, is that who you're talking about?
No, he's on the Browns.
Well,
released.
The guy, maybe.
Kazi?
Sorry. I don't know why I said Bisbee.
He was on the Steelers at one point, too.
Thank you. Yeah, he's been around. Anyways, so this Steelers team's coming off a pretty dominant victory over. It was a pretty hot Miami Dolphins team, although Tua got benched and he kind of stinks. So it's hard to grade it a little bit. But they're on a 2-game win streak. They won at Baltimore on a questionable call and then smoked Miami at home. So they're on a little bit of streak here. Almost beat the Bears in Chicago. They're 8-6. We're 8-6. We share a similar record. Obviously, Aaron Rodgers, very familiar with Ford Field over his time.
Yeah,
22 touchdowns, 7 picks on the year for him. But as mentioned in the Lions, then he doesn't like to throw deep too much this year. Metcalf's our leading receiver at 808 yards, which is not a lot for him or a leading receiver on a team. They are very conservative. They will do the check down a lot. I think that bodes well for us. Our linebackers are very good tackling. Although, as UJ mentioned, Derek Barnes is hit or miss these days in some of these games.
Yeah, he's been a little rough.
So hopefully it's more Anzalone in coverage on those regards.
I don't really give up on Barnes over one game.
No, I'm not giving up on him. I didn't say he had a bad game. But, apparently the Steelers' rush game is not all that great. with their offense, it's either the pass game or nothing, basically. So I think this bodes well for
our. Well, that's not true.
Well, they have not been a good run team. I believe they're bottom five in the league, if I'm not mistaken. I was just reading that this morning. So
okay.
Either way, they're bad. Or they're not great. Let's put it that way.
No.
But we're due for a comeback game. Our strength has always been the run. Last week we were exposed, unfortunately. But I think they're going to remedy that this week. We can keep them one-dimensional. Keep Aaron Rodgers in that pocket and come pin our ears back. Go after him. We're going to make his day really miserable. He's going to wish he just retired last year instead of hanging on when this one's over. So,
yeah.
I think it's going to be a good game for our defense. I really do.
Yeah. The Steelers rank 16th in run. Oh, no, that's run blocking. So their biggest strength is the pass rush. It has been for years, ever since Tomlin has been there. They're fifth in the league in sacks this year with 40. Now that's and Watt actually has had a down year for them. Cam Hayward from the defensive tackle position causes problems up the middle.
Yeah,
Alex Highsmith's been around for a long time. He's a very good edge player. And then you know who actually has 4.5 sacks this year? I don't know if do you guys remember we talked about him a lot during the draft process. Kanu Benton.
Yeah.
He was a D tackle out of Wisconsin. I think I mocked him to go to Lions, but he has 4.5 sacks this year, which is
pretty good. D tackle.
4.5 more than Ali McNeil.
Our defense or our offensive line has actually done fairly well in the pass protection category, including last week against a really good Rams team. Don't tell Jay I said that. But we gave Goff some pretty good time back there. So I'm not really that worried about the pass game. I think we'll do fine there. It's how we can do in the run game, and I think it's going to make a difference in this game.
I think we'll be fine. It's it could be like when we face the Giants, you know, good talented D line, but not run blocking or run defense specialists, and because our O line does really good run blocking against like non top units in this league, but all the top ones we just struggle with. And I think some of that's inexperience. You know, you got young guys. And then you got injuries and stuff, but whatever the reason is, we've just struggled. But I think we'll match up okay with this kind of line. They're not an elite run stuffing unit.
I agree. And,
definitely their biggest weakness on defense is the run game for sure. Although they bottled up Achan last week pretty good. He only had 12 carries though, It was a weird game.
Well, that's how those games go, though. When they stop, when you're not effective, you don't get as many attempts. I hope they bring back really some of that swing pass stuff to Gibbs this week because we didn't really seem to do it against the Rams.
Right, or like some like tunnel screens or something along those lines. Yeah. So a little more, get them involved in the pass game.
Yeah.
Metcalf is definitely the biggest problem the Lions probably have in terms of wide receiver versus our secondary, which has been very up and down. DJ Reed, time for you to step up. Time to make your earn your money. Sure. This is the time to turn it around right now, man.
I don't know. Rock Yasin, maybe he might be our better. Like no one we have is going to match that height.
No.
I don't know why they don't feed him more though. They don't
honestly
feed him a ton.
I've and in terms of just man lockdown, I almost feel like Amik has been the better man shutdown corner, but. That's just the way it looks like to me. I mean,
over DJ Reed.
A battler, but he's been leaky in coverage. Like he hasn't been the most stickiest guy. And I wonder if some of that's because of his injury coming back, whatever he came back from. Like if he hasn't come back at the greatest, because like man, he was just getting shook down by like nothing crazy from Puka Nacua last week, and like.
And then CeeDee Lamb the week before.
Yeah, like he struggles in coverage at times, but he's a battler. He gets picks. He's in there, and I think he's good or better in tight space. But I don't know. I just feel like Amik battles more consistently and is contesting more balls. And against the same
for sure,
guys.
I don't think there's any doubt about that. I do wish I was thinking about it more. I wish Terron Arnold was out there to go against Puka. I would have loved to see that matchup. I think that would have made a big difference in that game.
What is it? Why do we have to go without our stars? For like, I feel like we're in some sort of like sacrifice cycle or something, like where we have to like give up our DN for the year, and then it's like that now we have to give up our cornerbacks for the year. Like, can we just have our guys, like, oh, our safeties, like freaking two all-pro safeties, and they're both probably out. Tight ends, like, why is
probably nothing? Right.
Something new.
Right. Yeah, you're right. We've been going through this weird cycle, all this talent on this team, and yet we get so many key injuries. It's just very frustrating.
Well, this Steelers team loves to throw their tight ends. I think they have the most tight end receptions in the NFL, this team. They have a big three, if you will, with Pat Freiermuth, Darnell Washington, and Jonnu Smith. These guys get at least 10 catches combined every game. They love to pepper these guys in like the intermediate, which I think actually matches up really well. Our linebackers are one of the best in the NFL in coverage routinely throughout the year here. It should be a fun battle with Darnell Washington, though. He is a monster.
Yeah, that dude's wild.
He's 6'7", 265.
He's a big dude, man.
No, I think he's...
That's why they throw to him so much.
I heard he was listed at, like, 311. No. Like, he's...
I'm just looking at what he's listed on ESPN, but he could be big. He's a big man. Yeah, either
huge,
way.
Yeah.
He's a giant.
Very big.
He looks like a tackle when he lines up. Yeah. So he's kind of like Dan Skipper, but is way more athletic.
He ran, like pretty fast at the combine, if I remember. I can't remember how he ran, but it was pretty like remarkable for a dude that big.
I'll look it up right now. 4.64.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Jeez. That's just insane.
That's freaky.
I think he went in the third round.
I was happy to at least see him be doing some stuff recently where he's just like a freight train when he gets rolling.
Yeah, he went in the back half. He went at the end of the third round, pick 93, which is kind of crazy. Wow.
I mean, linear speed's impressive, but, like, I don't know. Like, you never know when those kind of guys are going to turn into the weapon that you can imagine, or is it just, you know, some of that smoke?
You mean, like, you mean like Manu or Broderick Martin?
Well, yeah.
Broderick Martin.
How they imagine them to be?
I don't know about all that.
Well, the book's still open on Manu, but Martin obviously did not work out.
I mean, similar process of recognition, I would say, but a little different cases. It
goes to show you the draft is a crapshoot still.
Heck yeah, it is.
Yep. All right, let's get into it now.
Let's get into
our predictions. So, of course, we have our two prediction segments, our roar of the week, the player or coach or whoever has the biggest overall impact on the game. And then, of course, we have our world-famous predictions where we predict the outcome of the game. So let's get it rolling. Let's do our roar of the week. I want to start with you, Jay.
All right. I'm thinking hard about this one. There's several ways to go with this one. I'm really expecting a comeback from our defense in this game. I think the defense is going to shine in this game and do really well. So there's several possibilities there. But I'm going to the offensive side because – last week, we were a huge failure in the run game, and I think that's going to be rectified this week in a huge way. So I'm going with, maybe it sounds obvious, but Jahmyr Gibbs. I think Jahmyr Gibbs is going to light up the stadium, baby, with some long runs, 100-plus yards, a couple touchdowns, at least two. I think Gibbs is going to just find some creases in here and get some nice help on the blocking, a couple nice receptions, too, to go with it. Gibbs is going to have a monster day, and he is my roar of the week.
Whoa. Good roar, you, Jay.
Very nice.
Great roar. As I mentioned in the last podcast, Gibbs is going three touchdowns, zero, three touchdowns, zero, three touchdowns, zero.
Yeah.
This week, he's on the three touchdown trend. So, anyways, good roar. Run Dog, what's your roar of the week?
Ah, so many to choose from. But I'm going to go with a guy who's, I think, ascension just continues to impress and is going to continue this week in big ways, and that's Jameson Williams, coming off a fantastic performance last week against the Rams, despite everything. But I think his more that him and Goff just get comfortable, the more you're going to see them take bigger chunks out of defenses. And that kind of performance and just what he's been on, the streak he's been on, just signifies to me. I think he's due for a really big one here. So look for Jameis and Williams to get not one, not two, but three touchdowns in this week against the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Wow.
He's going to tear it up. Plus, he's going to get 150-plus yards. And
all right, 150, three touchdowns is great for my fantasy team.
One of the touchdowns is going to come from a jet sweep for 40-plus yards. So, yeah.
That's a lot of yards.
Jameson Williams
all-purpose yards.
Is my roar of the week.
I would love to see your roar.
That would be great. All right, one for Gibbs, one for pretty much one of us is always obliged to take J-Mo, I think, at this point. It seems like one person that picks him every week. Piece of KJ, who's your roar of the week?
Muted.
He's speechless right now.
He's speechless.
My roar of the week is I think it's gonna be I think it's gonna be Muhammad. It's gonna be Aquadin Muhammad. I think he did not. I don't think he played really well last week, and I think I think with the Steelers secondary or Steelers offensive line kind of hurting right now, I think Hutchinson's going to take more of those double teams, and I think Muhammad's going to capitalize and get a sack and a half on Sunday. So he is my roar of the week.
Alrighty, nice. I like it. I like nice. It. All right. Well, my roar of the week is going to be. No, it's not going to be him.
Oh my god! You're the biggest hater.
It's going to be Jack Campbell. Ooh. Jack Campbell, 13 tackles, one interception, two. I'm going to throw in one sack as well. I think it's going to be a big week for him this week. I think he matches up really well with the Steelers team. He's going to be, especially the way they like to throw the tight ends. I think one's going to either pop off their hands and he catches it, or he just snatches it directly from Rodgers over the middle. So I have Jack Campbell as my roar of the week.
That's awesome.
I love
like
it. I love that.
Hey, you know, it's funny. The other day I was wrong on the pod. I thought it was Jared Davis. We took over Aaron Donald. It wasn't. That was you guys were right. It was Eric Ebron. It was Jared Davis over T.J. Watt is who we took. And that was UJ's big thing. But the funny thing about that. The funny thing about that, though, is the vision you had for TJ is what we see now in Jack Campbell and the similar type of builds. But Jack Campbell is the true middle linebacker that you envisioned TJ becoming.
That is true.
So,
good point.
Symmetry there.
Yeah. What could have been? What could have been?
Yeah, but now we got the guy.
All right.
If we used TJ Watt as a middle linebacker, do you think he would have been nearly as good?
No, I'm just saying. We'd have found a way to mess him up somehow.
When we had Patricia.
Anyway.
All right, you guys. So before we get into the prediction segment, the Lions, they're pretty much in the playoffs start this week, not in four weeks from now.
Right
they
now.
Pretty much start this week.
Right now.
They got to win out pretty much to get in the playoffs. And we know they're very capable of it. That's for certain.
It's the right time to get hot.
Lions, 6.5-point favorites at home against the Steelers here. And the over-under of this game is... I got to pull it up. It is 51.5. High number.
Whoa.
And this kickoff is at 3:25 Central, 4:25 Eastern. Yet another late kickoff for the Lions here.
Yep.
I don't know why they keep putting them late in the day.
It's more the prime time game. That's why.
I guess. Yeah, this has got to be Nance and Romo.
This has to be CBS. Neither team is West. So.
I love Romo doing games. He's always like half in the bag. Always saying weird shit. Romo's fun.
I like Nance and Romo. And actually, Brady's been doing. He's grown on me as an announcer too.
I like Brady a lot actually lately. As an announcer. I think he's very good.
I like Brady when he's not when your team's doing good, because then he like sits there and just like gushes over you. But then like then if if you're not, then you gotta like listen to him do it to the other team, and then it's not as fun.
Yeah, but he's definitely gotten way better in the past year announcing versus when he started, which you kind of expect.
The one thing he does that drives me crazy,
the Fox team is two pretty good ones.
With Brady, the one thing that Brady's driving me crazy is he's got this like concept of ball types, throw types. Like, have you noticed this? He's like, oh, he's throwing the two ball there, throwing like a little three ball, like, and like you're kind of like, what the hell are you talking about? Like, you know, you instinctively what he might, but you don't know what he the hell, you know, like, he's
well,
just
he has
like
tried to explain
shit.
It, but you know, if you don't hear the explanation, you don't know what he's talking about.
Yeah,
so, it is kind of interesting, though. But you know, but he's
all right, let's get into it.
All right, let's do it, man. Let's
our world famous predictions. Yeah. All right, let's start with UJ again.
Okay, I'll start. Yes, I think, well. Aside from the recent pattern of win, lose, win, lose, win, lose, win, which definitely is in our favor this weekend, but we are definitely in the playoffs now. We got to win out. I think this team, though, I really think we're ready. And after last week, we see our weaknesses, what we can do, what we can't do. I think this is just going to be a huge game for the Lions this week. Back at home, our last home game of the year. We're going to take advantage of this in a big time way. I think they're going to put the hurt on Rodgers. I really want to see them just pound the shit out of Rodgers. Even if they don't sack him much, just hit him every play, like hit the man hard, like blast him. And if you've watched him play recently, he looks like an old man out there. I don't know what it is. He's still got the arm and he's still a pretty smart quarterback and all that, but he looks old, man. I mean, he just looks, you see when he hands off the ball, he just stands there like an old man, like if he had a walker, he'd be leaning on it. And then he just goes like, raises his hands this. He looks old. He just looks old. I mean, it's really weird. So anyway, I hope we pound the shit out of him. I mean, really put the hurt on him. Hit him. And this defense, I think, is going to do really well in this game. And we're going to hold the Steelers to, I'm going to say, 13 points in this game. And our offense is going to light it up, man. And on the ground, we're going to go crazy. Gibbs is going to have a huge game, 100 plus yards, 2 touchdowns. Goff is going to be Goff, which means very good. He's going to be smart. He's not going to give the ball away. We're going to make some key throws to his just unbelievable receiving core. And this is going to be a really fun game to watch for the fans. I think it's going to be a big win. I say 42-13. Lions in this game. That is my prediction. Oh, yeah, it's going to be a fun one, fans. It's going to be fun. Get your popcorn, get your beer, whatever your libation is.
What was
your
final score?
42-13.
UJ.
Yes, sir.
Oh, dang.
It's going to be a big, big win for the Lions.
Huge.
That's my prediction.
Nice.
All right. UJ, we like it. Rud Dog, what do you got?
All right, yeah, no, this is a big one. They're all big now, like you said, playoff football to the end.
It's playoffs now.
Steelers are, they're just always a solid organization, solid team, you know, so we're going to have to come out there and play a consistent game and we can't have, you know, disappearances in entire quarters from both main units. That can't happen this week, but I don't think it's going to. Coming off a loss. Best edge in all of sports football is Detroit Lions off a loss. So, you know, obviously I feel good about that. But I think, you know, it's going to be generally in the way of a massacre. I think I already said Jane was getting 3 tutties. Guess what? Monty and Gibbs are also going to expand their record and get a tutty each in this game. Amara is going to get a touchdown as well in this game. Mm-hmm. And, guess what? One of those backup tight ends is going to get a touchdown in this game just because, you know, so
of course.
So that Goff can get it done no matter what. And as a result, it's going to be quite the myrtleization, ending in a score of 52-7 because – The Steelers are gonna get a touchdown just because it's Rodgers and he always pisses me off, so he'll do something in the
Big
game.
Big Z,
and
this is 75.
What did UJ have?
75-0.
What do you?
Oh, it's 74-0. Wow, Okay. You give Rud Dog way too much credit.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Anyway, like come
down. I think Rud Dog needs to drink more Kool-Aid.
He does. He's not drinking enough Kool-Aid.
What do you 50? You said 52-7, Rud Dog.
52-7.
Wow.
Destruction.
Wow. You think their defense is gonna have a terrible game too?
Yeah, obviously.
I think that's the most you've had our defense given up all year in your predictions.
Wow.
Whew. Crazy.
Man, you're losing confidence in our team, obviously.
All right, we got Rud Dog 52-7. That sounds like a great score to me. All right, producer kid Jay, what do you got?
My prediction, I think the Lions are going to come out focused and ready to go. I think they're going to be able to stifle this the Steelers offense. I mean, they scored a decent amount on the Dolphins on Monday night, but I think they're going to be able to shut them down in Detroit here. They're going to be focused and ready to go after being embarrassed on national television and decide they're going to play well again. So I think that I think the Lions are going to move the ball pretty well on the Steelers defense. So I think my final score is 31-14. I think the Steelers are still going to be able to move the ball a little bit because DK Metcalf is big and tall and fast, and the Lions DBs have trouble handling those type of guys, like CeeDee Lamb and on Thursday night and Puka Nacua last week. So I think I think he's going to get his, and that's going to cause a little bit higher score for the Steelers. But I think the Lions are going to win 31-14. And you know, just overall in general, you know, when must win games happen, you know, because the must win game for the Lions, you just gotta throw out the record book, you know.
Oh,
yeah,
damn it!
Somebody stop him.
Mm-hmm. Writing it down again. Writing it down again. I thought we were getting past this.
Oh, boy.
I thought we were getting past this. All right. Well, we got Kid J with a big Lions victory as well, 31-14. All right. I'm going with 34-21 Lions. I do think the Steelers maybe get a garbage touchdown here in the end to make it 21. But I do expect them to come out absolutely roaring, rip roaring here at home. Last home game of the year, too. Even if we make the playoffs, barring a miracle to win the division, this is our last home game of the year. It's on the road the rest of the way, baby. So, road warriors after this. But you got to go out with a bang at home when you have the top scoring offense in the NFL. So, 34-21 Lions. Did you also guys know that
you were talking
Lions,
about
they did
me?
Not make the playoffs? They'd be the first team to score. They'd be the highest scoring team, the first team in the NFL history to be the highest scoring team in the NFL and not make the playoffs.
Well, thank God that's not going to happen.
Yeah, I know.
So that score you gave us, what was that score you gave us? Is that
34-21?
And that was your
prediction.
Oh, thank you. I wasn't sure.
Sorry, it's not official.
You questioned my Kool-Aid. 21.
Yeah, boy. There's a lack of Kool-Aid flowing these days. We got to get it going, boys. Come on.
No, we got the Kool-Aid.
Three games to go.
Victory here.
Three games to go.
Let's
win,
baby.
Let's win, baby. Just win, win, win.
The only time the Kool-Aid's not flowing is in the direction of one player for me. That's Lee McNeil.
My God. You need to go to therapy about him or something.
But this is one of the things we talked about early in the season, though. The Lions go through some struggles and just get hot at the end. And this is the perfect scenario. This fits into that scenario, though. And these are three winnable games for us right now. Pittsburgh, Minnesota, and the Bears, all three are very winnable games. I don't see any reason we can't sweep these three games, go into the playoffs on a roll, and guys are getting healthier, too, as we go here. So, it fits into our early season scenario where we're coming in hot, getting healthier. I mean, it's playing out like we were saying it. So let's see, baby. Let's see it happen.
Definitely threading a smaller needle than hope, but
yeah, like, true.
Do you say threading a smaller needle than TJ Watt's dry needling? Is that what you said?
Yep. even smaller than those.
All right. Yeah. I think we're going to wrap it up here. We got our predictions and a big game on a Sunday that we can't wait to look for. Last game again in Detroit. I'm going to miss watching this team play in the dome.
Me too. Hey, what unis are they wearing this week? Does anybody know yet? Please, no black. Please.
I don't think they announced it yet. Or if they have, I
hope they wear the silver and blue.
The blues. I'm looking for the blues.
I want the blue.
They're probably going all blues. That's my guess.
That's my guess too. Just no blacks. Let's throw those in the trash heap, man. Let's burn them. They suck.
EJ, you can't run for politics. Someone just canned that statement.
I'm just telling you. I think they're going to go with the blues. That's my That's my prediction on the uniform. Going with the blues. And Steelers are going to be singing the blues when they leave that place. I'll tell you
macaroni
that.
And cheese.
I'm looking on their social
media. Aaron Rodgers is going to retire early after this game.
No, they have not announced yet.
Aaron Rodgers.
All right.
Avante Maddox going to be Aaron Rodgers' new daddy.
I bet they go with the blacks, honestly, UJ. They're undefeated in them this year. So.
No, are you sure?
Oh, I know. Wear uniforms that were undefeated
in? Didn't we lose in the blacks? Worst. Are you sure about that?
Who did we play with them?
I can't remember. But
Tampa, we won, and I think the Giants. The game you went to.
Yeah, it was the blacks.
Wasn't a great game by our defense.
No, game, they but, won it. But, you know, even in person watching the game with them wearing the blacks, the uniforms suck.
It's so cool, right?
They are not cool at all.
They're so cool.
They're not cool.
And
I was at the game. Like,
not cool.
Visually, it's not cool. It's not stimulating
visually,
the eyes.
Stunning.
Visually,
this is why we aren't getting a press pass, because you're not chilling for the team enough.
No, I can't do
it. UJ, you got to drink some Kool-Aid on the Lions uniform decisions.
Some Black Aid.
If we're going to worship Matt Millen, fine. Let's just be open about it. Let's just admit it. You know, why do the subtleties, you know, like, and just, nothing to do with Matt Millen. Bullshit. It's all to do with Matt Millen, because he was good friends with Ford and all that stuff. So this is bullshit.
It goes all the way back, man.
I love that UJ thinks Matt Millen has any sort of influence in the Lions.
So UJ, is this your?
He's like the Illuminati of the Lions.
UJ, is this your? Is this your the start of your official petition to get a statue of Matt Millen outside of Ford Field?
Well, he might as well. You know,
he's the man that built it. You know, he's the GM when they opened it up. So he's the man that built it.
They're gonna throw the black jersey over him.
They should. They should just do it. Like, why not? Put a big statue up next to Barry Sanders out there, you know, and you know the Millen statue, you know, and with a, I'm just telling you, might as well. Why even pretend anymore? Get rid of those things. Jeez.
All right. On that note,
okay, UJ, let's
wrap it up here.
Through.
We're gonna head towards the weekend with our predictions. Lions win. They move to one step closer to the playoffs after this victory. Then we can react to that game on Monday's pod, and then head into Christmas with a big game against the Vikings. So,
do you think any Steelers people know the Steelers fight song? No,
I've never heard it.
I
didn't know they had one.
None do. 100% of the people I know who should know the fight song don't.
All I'm saying, if you have a team, if you root for a team and they have a fight song, you should know the fight song, period.
Yeah.
But I feel like, if they don't play it like they at the stadium or anything, is it really part of the culture of the fandom?
What was the?
It's a fight song, right?
I don't know.
It's a fight
song. Sound kind of commie on us.
Yeah.
All right, let's wrap it up. Let's wrap it up. Instagram at Drinking Blue Kool-Aid. Twitter/X at Drinking Lions. Follow us on there. Let us know your predictions for the upcoming game. YouTube at DTBK_Lions, or follow us on there. Type in Drinking Blue Kool-Aid. Subscribe. We'd love to see you on there. You can also comment on those, too. Let us know your predictions. We, of course, want to thank our producer, Kid J. We're crushing it every single
best
week.
In the biz.
He's the best.
Instagram at Drinking Pukulade. Twitter/X at Drinking Lions. Or maybe I already said that. I think I already said that. Spotify,
Say
Apple,
again,
Podcast, please download.
Say it
Spotify,
again.
Apple, or your podcast. Please download. Please subscribe. Please leave a review. Greatly appreciate that. Otherwise, I think we're ready to get ready for this upcoming weekend. Big game at home.
We're gonna win.
Thank you, everybody, for listening. We really appreciate you.
Just remember to clutch your purses, guys. You don't want the Steelers to get them.
Always go.
Go.
Charging team that will not yield, and when the blue and silver wave, stand and cheer the brave, rock, 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 go hard, win the game, with honor you will keep your fame, down the field and gain, a Lions victory,
go!
Hey, hockey fans, can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.